I went to a public high school on Long Island, Syosset High School. Ooh, hello, Syosset. The girls I went to school with had Prada bags and flat ironed hair, and they spoke with an accent I, who had moved there at age 9 from Connecticut, mimicked to fit in. Florida oranges, chocolate cherries. Since I'm ancient and the internet was just starting when I was in high school, people didn't really pay that much attention to the fact that I was an actress. I was known mainly at school for having a backpack bigger than I was and always having whiteout on my hands, as I hated seeing anything crossed out in my notebooks. I was voted for my senior yearbook most likely to be a contestant on Jeopardy, or code for nerdiest. When I got to Harvard, just after the release of Star Wars Episode I, I knew I would be starting over in terms of how people viewed me. I feared people would assume I had gotten in just for being famous, and that they would think I was not worthy of the intellectual rigor here. And they would not have been far from the truth. When I came here, I had never written a 10-page paper before. I'm not even sure I'd written a 5-page paper. I was alarmed and intimidated by the calm eyes of fellow students who came here from Dalton or Exeter, who thought that compared to high school, the workload here was easy. I was completely overwhelmed and thought that reading 1,000 pages a week was unimaginable, that writing a 50-page thesis was just something I could never do. I had no idea how to declare my intentions. I couldn't even articulate them to myself. I had been acting since I was 11, but I thought acting was too frivolous and certainly not meaningful. I came from a family of academics and was very concerned with being taken seriously. In contrast to my inability to declare myself, on my first day of orientation freshman year, 5 separate students introduced themselves to me by saying, "I'm going to be president. Remember I told you that." Their names, for the record, were Bernie Sanders, Mark Rubio, Ted Cruz, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton.